So let's turn our call over to our fearless leader now tonight. And I tell you, I think of things that I can use to introduce her, and the line is endless. There are numerous adjectives and adverbs that would modify this lady's behavior and her personality and the ways that she lives her life. And the one thing that I would tell each and every one of you out there, that she's a advocate for each and every one of us on this call tonight. She's in your corner. She knows you can do it, and she'll tell you that every time she has a conversation with you. She's a leader by example. She'll never, ever ask you to do anything she hasn't done herself. And if you need help, she's generally in your corners, generally there to be of assistance of one way or another. If she can't be there, she'll certainly find you somebody that will. I just love this lady. She has taught me tons and tons and tons since I've met her over 7 years ago, or just about 7 years ago. She, is always there on our morning calls, always there on our Monday night calls. And I just have the world of respect for her. So please welcome to our call tonight our fearless leader, our self-made millionaire, and our top income earner in Isagenix, the amazing Susan Sly.
Well, thanks so much, Kevin. Oh, my gosh. And you are absolutely beyond amazing. And I want to acknowledge everyone for being here, acknowledge Kevin for always being here, doing the announcements, hosting, and really what a great day. I love Mondays. I get to start the morning, my first conference call with Kevin, and last big conference call tonight with Kevin. And Kevin, you know, one of the things we're going to be talking about tonight is how stress affects our body. And I would encourage everyone to post, tweet, Instagram, message, get your team on here, because I'll tell you, people are either in one of three places right now listening to this. So number one, they don't have any stress. They're totally fine, but this information is something they could use in the future, either for someone they care about, a team member that comes in, someone you're connecting with, a prospect. Number two is you're going to resonate with this because you have come through a stressful period. I was actually doing a three-way call with someone who is a health practitioner today, and this person had gone through a tremendous amount of stress, adrenal overload, and so on, is coming through the other side, so excited, and she very well may be on here this evening. Number three, you are going through a lot of stress, and how that is going to manifest is going to look something like this. You are addicted to suffering, and so what you do is you internalize stress, and here you go, and you might want to write this down. Women internalize stress at a level that is approximately 1,000 times greater than a man, and I learned this from Dr. John Gray. So a woman looks at the ceiling, there's a drip in the ceiling, and she freaks out. She starts thinking, oh my gosh, the roof is going to fall down, I'm going to need a new roof, and then she starts getting headache, and she starts craving carbs, and having all this stuff going on. Can't sleep at night. Oh my gosh, my house is falling down. What if I've got black mold in the walls? All that kind of stuff. And a man looks at the drip in the ceiling and goes, there's a drip in the ceiling. That's interesting. So part of the problem is women have infinitely more synapses that go between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. And what this does is it causes us to really think in terms of cause and effect. So we can't just look at something in a linear fashion, and every decision we make, should I call this person today? I don't know. What if it's their birthday and they don't want to hear from me? Or what if they're not having a good day? And, you know, it's just on and on and on. We over-dramatize stuff. We look at something on Facebook and we freak out and we can't sleep. And I always say to women, if you're having trouble sleeping, get off Facebook an hour before you're trying to go to sleep. Why? Because you're looking at it and you're internalizing all of those emotions, and it's affecting you. And so in a few minutes, when I bring out one of our amazing, amazing guest trainers, who is also happens to be one of my best friends on the planet, we were just in Italy together, really lowering cortisol, shopping and eating and doing all sorts of things, having a great time, and she is really someone I consider the master of this knowledge. But I want to paint a picture with using a little bit of my background, coming from the background of, for 15 years I practiced as a holistic nutritionist. I was a professor of nutrition. I was a nutritionist to physicians, and I, for a multitude of years, I helped people navigate life's crisis hot zones. And what I observed is, you know, men and women have issues with stress. And when you hear stress kills, it really, really does. So as we become stressed, we're internalizing all of these things that we're seeing, and we're taking these things in, it has a physiological effect on the body. And this physiological effect can cause us to engage into some suppressive behaviors. So you get off the phone at night, you go on to Facebook, you're reading people's posts, you start getting all anxious, then the next thing you know, you're reaching for Haagen-Dazs, you eat a whole pint of that, then you're waking up between 2 and 4 in the morning, which usually means cortisol, your stress hormone is firing or is being lowered because your adrenals are firing, and then you wake up the next morning, you're groggy, and then by the middle of the afternoon, you're craving carbs because the cortisol levels are coming up, you can't lose weight, your mouth may be dry, all sorts of different things going on, you have no libido, and that is symptomatic of stress. And so when you hear Susan is a balanced living expert, and some people say, well, balance doesn't exist, guess what? You make it exist. And Jeffrey has spoken about this too, when you get to the end of your rope and you get so stressed out to the point that it risks your health. So in 2000, when my health was at the very, very bottom, and my doctor said, look, Susan, in 10 years, you're going to be in a wheelchair. In, you know, 20 years, you're going to be dead. Your body's imploding. There's nothing I can do for you. It was stress. It was stress that caused all of that. And, you know, I had been so out of balance. I was working 7 days a week. I wasn't sleeping. My solution was I'm just going to suppress everything that's going on in my life with more exercise. I was working out 6-8 hours a day. I was drinking, you know, copious amounts of coffee. I was eating sugar. I had a candy drawer in my house just for those moments. It was crazy. It was insane. And, you know, and I got to the point where my skin started to break out. I started to gain weight. I had a lot of body inflammation. And I spent the next 3 years really seeking ways to manage this. But what it came down to was stress. And when I started Nisogenics and, you know, through a variety of ways and the things we're going to talk about tonight, I knew that I couldn't come into this business and just go 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because I was going to get burned out and go through that cycle again. And so you can build an Nisogenics business and be in balance, and you can be healthy and be prosperous and all of those things, but you're not going to get there if you're constantly trying to produce from a place of stress and trying to suppress the stress using a modality of unhealthy behaviors. So with that, I want to jump in right now and bring out our special guest. And this lady is someone who I just love. We have so much fun together. She is a registered nurse. She has a master's degree in counseling psychology and specializes in psychology and hormonal health. She's on the medical advisory board for FemMed Supplements for Women, which is amazing. She's the published article on many articles on women's health. And she happens to be a 3-star Golden Circle Crystal Executive, 1-star Crystal Executive, pardon me, and she is also a mom to Sarah, Matt, and Lisa, who are incredible young people, and we, as I mentioned, have traveled the world together, have a lot of fun together, and she is someone who, when she speaks, I take notes and I listen, so I want to welcome the amazing Camille Lawson. Welcome, Camille.
Thank you so much, Susan. And I have to say that we need excellent nutrition just to keep up with the pace of the kind of fun that you and I have had.
So, yes, there's no question.
No question about that. And I learn from you as I learn from everybody else. That's why your calls are so informative, and I love to get everybody in my team and myself to listen all the time. So thank you for what you contribute. I appreciate it a lot.
Well, thank you, and you know, thanks so much for being here, and I know you've got a lot going on. You're spending the summer, you're team building, you're writing articles. I know you are also someone who liaises with several integrative physicians who have Nisogenics in their practices, and I want to jump in right now because you and I have had this discussion, and I know people who are listening are going to say, wow, you know, my nurse practitioner or my friend who's a registered nurse or my friend who's a doctor doesn't seem to have this interest in hormones. And there was a period of time when you didn't. Can you talk about what shifted for you?
Sure. I would like to, and I think for many of us, what shifts or catches our interest usually starts with something that's gone wrong for ourselves, right? That's where it started for me. I was one of those very fortunate women who never had any kind of PMSE or cycle problems whatsoever, no hormones. And all of a sudden at age 40, and I'll be very brief here, but it's part of the story, I literally woke up one day and I had PMS. and I started crying at certain times during the month. I was irritable. I remember just like it was yesterday when my friend canceled a golf game, and I started crying and sobbing. And for those of you who know me, you know I'm a very calm person. I'm not really prone to a real outburst like that. And my whole question was, who am I? This is not you, Camille Lawson. And so because I'm a voracious researcher, I started to dig. And I like to read a lot, and I really went to town. And I found out it was my hormones. And I was so fortunate because at the time I met one of the top integrative physicians in the Toronto area, and he's actually well known throughout North America. And he really took me under his wing because family doctors, wonderful as they are, as Susan and you know this, they know so very much, but they're not taught anything about hormones. So this integrative physician took me under his wing, as I said, and taught me so much about bioidentical hormones, about using nutrition. And I learned that even if one hormone, and get this, we have over 50 known hormones in our bodies. I didn't know that. When even one hormone is out of balance, we are out of balance, and it can really throw us off. So for myself personally, I needed to get on some natural progesterone because that was the hormone that I was missing that was causing my overwhelm and my crying and all of that. And it certainly was no placebo effect because I'm here to say that at age 53, I still take my natural progesterone and I don't cry and I don't get irritable and it's all good. You can cancel a golf game on me and I'll be just fine. But, you know, that's where I realized what hormones, you know, many, many women, they find that they're tired, they can't sleep. Starting around their late 30s into their 50s, they feel this low-level anxiety, irritability. They're a little bit depressed. They're not clinically depressed, but they're a little bit depressed. And so what happens is family doctors, in their well-meaning, they want to prescribe Ativan, Prozac, you know, different anti-inflammatories, you know, pharmaceutical-wise, and that's not always the answer. You know, sometimes, of course, it is, but very often it is a hormonal thing. So that was my story. I became passionate about it when I saw firsthand really how many women, and I'd like to add in how many men, too, by the way, found out that balancing hormones naturally, sometimes with bioidentical, made really all the difference in their quality of life and was quite the missing link in their health program.
And I think that, you know, sometimes we have to go through this period of being out of balance so we can go, wow, okay, we have to make this a priority. And I find with so many women and so many men, they don't make health a priority until they become unhealthy. And the wonderful thing with Isagenics is it's such a great way to reset, and we'll talk about that in a moment. And for myself, what many people might not know is, you know, prior to Isagenics, I was undergoing a lot of tests, and I had the hormone profile of a 95-year-old. Mm-hmm. And so I laugh about age. The other night, I went to buy a bottle of wine, and I got asked for ID. And when the woman, and this happens often to me, and so the woman takes my driver's license, and she went, "What? You're 41? Are you kidding?" And that day, I had gone to renew my driver's license, and the guy said, his name was Russell. Russell said, "No, you're 40. I can't believe it," right? But when I was younger, because I was so out of balance and so stressed out, I was young, but I felt very old. And now, as I'm aging, I'm feeling younger and younger and more in balance, and Isagenics is a big part of that. And Camille, so many, and now just a multitude of health practitioners, from chiropractors, integrative physicians, and so many others are recommending Isagenics in their practice. And one of the things they say is it helps to create an amazing reset for the body. And so can you talk about that?
Absolutely. And I just wanted to pick up what you were saying. I think that state of being either hormonally out of balance or just not feeling great, and I think, you know, Susan, I'm sure many people on the call find that people wake up in the morning with no energy. They're still tired from the night before. They don't feel that great, I feel fabulous, and that high energy. And that translates very much to how you look, how you feel from inside, really. And you're a walking testimony because you do look great. And I'd like to say that I think most people don't think I look 53 either, so that's a good thing. But it's true. So Many of the integrative physicians and also physicians who are really into pain control, or I'll say discomfort, but it really is a branch of medicine that is relatively new with our aging population is to help people who suffer from more chronic pain. So let's just call the whole umbrella integrative. The Cleanse for Life and our cleansing program that John Anderson so beautifully put together has several key components, and I've really analyzed this, and I'm sure the other health practitioners have as well, but I think it's good for people to understand just basically why Isagenics is so different. So one key one is the organic aloe vera that is the basis for our Cleanse for Life drink is a very well-known potent anti-inflammatory. It helps reduce inflammation in the entire body. It soothes our organs. And inflammation, we really are very clear now from a medical standpoint, is the basis for most diseases and discomfort in the body. So if you can find something that you can take on a daily basis and as well do a more our two-day or one-day cleanse program, we are seeing the reduction in inflammation, and it's quite measurable. The second way is that it rests our body. I love when John Anderson talks about the 2 days and really doing, you know, a clean, clean cleanse. Because when you're cleansing the body, you're still getting nutrition. That's really, really important. You're getting some key nutrients. But the breakthrough is that our body, which is bombarded right every single day with toxins, with the stresses from our busy lives, from the food, the water, our jobs, you know, our beloved children, they can bombard us too. We need a break. And the nice thing is that cleansing really allows the whole body, including the digestive system, to have that very much needed break, just to slow down. And it's interesting to me, Susan, that that two-day reset is enough for most people to literally wake up on that third morning and be, wow, right? That mental clarity we've all experienced, the clear eyes. It's incredible how quickly our bodies can recover from all of the, you know, the daily abuse that we put it through, and not really intentionally. We just do it, and that's part of our life. The other way that we're seeing, and the integrative physicians in particular see in their practice, as do I, is it is helping balance our hormones. Cortisol is a hormone, and we kind of forget that it's a hormone because we think of it as just this stress thing, but it actually is a key hormone that's very important. It has a lot of good benefits, and it allows our body to function optimally. But we need to reset our cortisol levels and let our hormones be more in balance. So again, the cleansing, because it's cleansing out all of our body, including things like, for example, our adrenal glands. Our adrenal glands are really important for our hormones. It's not just ovaries, but in both men and women, our adrenals actually secrete many, many of our hormones. So the fact that the cleansing is helping reset that is important. Another thing is the clarity of mind. You take the two-day cleanse, and that mental clarity is how you feel great. You can't possibly, in my opinion and many others, be happy if you're not of clear mind, right? If you're not thinking clearly, it affects everything in your life. It affects your decision-making. It affects how you interact in your relationships. And what I love when I do one or two cleanse days in a row is I just feel clear. And often things that have been bothering you and you just can't quite get an answer to, all of a sudden you can, which is a really amazing thing. And lastly, I wanted to add in about the midlife, you know, so-called midlife weight gain that so many people feel is inevitable. You know, you hear it all the time. Oh, my gosh, I'm 40 years old. I'm 50 years old. I'm putting on this weight. It's just whatever, you know, I've just got to accept it. It's just what happens around the middle. I love that Isagenics with the Cleanse for Life drink is giving people a tool that absolutely gives those results, that reduces that visceral toxic body fat, which is hovering around the organs in our middle. And we see, again, I'm going to say women, but this is certainly for men as well. We see people who have struggled on every program. They're eating clean. They're exercising. They're doing it all right, and they cannot lose that visceral fat. And lo and behold, our Cleanse for Life drink is the answer, and it gives people that vitality and health back. So those are, I mean, there's, I'm sure, other ways, but that's really where I think the cleanse drink physicians are starting and healthcare professionals are really paying attention to the Isagenics program because there's nothing else like out there in the marketplace.
And Camille, thank you so much for that. And And what a, you know, what a great picture, because I think sometimes people join Isogenics and they say, well, I'm joining because I want to lose weight. And really and truly the program is working at so many levels, and one can visit isogenicshealth.net and take a look at the studies that Isogenics is doing, and it's so powerful. The other thing I want to talk about briefly is growth hormone. So can you share with everyone, because this is powerful for the men listening as well, a lot of the practitioners, including people like Dr. Paul Anderson, Dr. Paul Biondich, they're talking about the studies on cleansing, fasting for 48 hours and the increases in growth hormone. And so what these studies are illustrating is that when one fasts or cleanses for 24 to 48 hours, that it actually boosts up growth hormone production, but the body's natural growth hormone production. So Camille, could you talk about what is growth hormone and why boosting our natural growth hormone could be a really powerful thing?
I love that, and thank you for bringing that up. University of Southern California actually has just come out with a very large study that has been all over the internet about this, exactly this topic, and this, I think this is great data for everybody involved with Isogenics. Human growth hormone is one of our many hormones, one of our 50. It does start to decrease in men and women around the age of 35. Now, many people would say human growth hormone is the hormone responsible for youth, for vitality, energy, muscle mass, our skeletal system, you know, maintaining that bone structure and all of those things. It has been controversial over the years for people as they're aging. Some people have gone to the States where it's not considered to be legal to use in an anti-aging capacity. However, like many other things, it sometimes is. And there are some really significant side effects, or can be, to using human growth hormone that way. What I love is these studies are very clear that people who do the intermittent fasting, and that can be actually as little as a 16-hour fast, up to a 48-hour fast, so Isogenics falls right in that realm, human growth hormone numbers come up quite significantly, and that's been done in a natural way, you know, without synthetic injections and all of that stuff. So it's just a fantastic way to naturally boost that hormone. And as an aside, we also know that if you sleep better, and you can sleep between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., you also naturally bring up your human growth hormone too. And one of the nice side effects to cleansing the body and to using the Isogenics program that I think many people feel and report is they have way better quality of sleep. And they're able to go to sleep perhaps earlier than they could before, and they're able to get under their belt that quality time before 2 a.m. So that's a big one, and I'd like to say that University of Southern California study is something that's readily available through research on the internet, and you really want to pull it up and have it at your fingertips, especially if you're speaking to healthcare professionals, because we like double-blind studies a lot.
Yes, and I think as we're seeing this trend too, and I'm so happy you mentioned that, with things that are being done in anti-aging, a lot of things that are being done, it's like anything where opportunists see money, you know, they're just like with hormones, there are synthetic hormones and different things, and then I see ads even in Us Weekly about a pill you can take and so on and so forth. Nothing beats the body doing it naturally. Go ahead and write that down. If your body can produce it naturally, nothing really truly beats that. Let's move on and talk about some of the specific products for really helping your body buffer stress. And Ionic Supreme is a big one. And I know the healthcare practitioners that you're working with recommend Ionics a lot. And Camille, can you talk about why Ionics is so powerful in helping to buffer stress?
Absolutely, and it is, it's just, I mean, all of our products I think are excellent, but as it's been said many times, perhaps Ionic Supreme could stand all on its own. Luckily it doesn't have to, but it really could. So Ionic Supreme does a few things. It's because it has the adaptogens, and I think people have heard Jim Coover speak about adaptogens, and you don't need to know all the technical and the names of all of them, they're long, I don't know all the names of them, that's for sure, and I don't want to. in a nutshell, adaptogens were found by the Soviets, you know, many years ago, and when taken together, they're an herbal combination of the different substances, and when they're taken together, they allow the body to adapt to stress, both physical and mental. So when the Soviets used them, it was for athletes, and we've certainly found from the athletes in Isagenix, you know, Steve Bentley, Dr. Rick Lee, all the marathon runners, you, Susan, I mean, adapting to stress when you're physically putting your body through all the paces that an athlete has to do when they're training, the muscle recovery time is faster, as well as the ability for the muscles to do their job and work harder in shorter periods of time. That's what adaptogens do. Now, for those of us like myself, who are definitely not an athlete, I'm an athlete want-to-be sometimes, on the golf course anyway, and the tennis court, what adaptogens do is they allow us to adapt to stress mentally and emotionally. And we know that that kind of stress is killing us, as you said very well earlier, Susan. The byproduct of being stressed all the time is high cortisol levels. We were never meant to have cortisol levels functioning the way many of us do today. Most of us have cortisol levels 24/7 that are skyrocket high. Eventually, after a period of time, our adrenal glands start to shut down, our bodies can't function, we get sick, we weaken our immune system quite significantly. They are associating high cortisol levels with various cancers and a lot of disease processes. So it's a tough one, because when the people finally are feeling so exhausted, because that's what happens, they now are beyond fatigue, no energy, not really sure what's happened to them, they don't know what to do. And so Ionic Supreme, through all of the adaptogens that are in it and plus the other minerals and the wonderful ingredients that John Anderson put in, it helps manage cortisol, truthfully, in a way that most physicians haven't been able to find through supplementation. So what I see is I like to start women in particular who are stressed, but men too, on anywhere from 1 to 4 ounces of Ionic Supreme a day. And I know Dr. Bionic and Renata Bionic have also said the same thing. People don't have to stay on that. But if they're really stressed, you know, 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces later on, afternoon or early evening, they can kind of play with it, can reduce that cortisol load on the body quite significantly quickly. And then I find people can back off and play with it and perhaps just have that 1 to 2 ounces a day. For myself personally, you know, I have about 2 ounces, I'd say, of Ionic Supreme a day, and that seems to be a perfect amount that I don't feel that state of overwhelm. Because what I wanted to add in, which I think is important, is the stress doesn't go away. Your list doesn't necessarily get shorter. What Ionix does is it helps you manage that stress. You don't get in that state of overwhelm. I used to get in that state of overwhelm, and as I said earlier, I'm a pretty calm person, very calm person. But when my stress level was high and too many things on my plate, that overwhelm, that low-lying anxiety, perhaps some of you can relate to that, it was there, particularly in the afternoon. Ionix Supreme really helps reduce that load. It gives energy, too. So at the same time, it's balancing you, so you're not getting that caffeine energy, like, ooh, crazy. You're actually getting a nice, real energy that gives you the ability to produce, to do, to be what you want to be, but without being in that stress mode. Does that help, Susan?
I think that's perfect, Camille, and thank you so much for that. And our bodies are going to have, let's face it, life happens. Let's write that down. So our bodies are going to have different needs at different times. And if we look at some of the most stressful things in people's lives, let's say moving, for instance, or the loss of a family member, or even getting kids back to school or going on a rank advancement week, you may require more Ionix. And something I'd like to throw out there is timing. So I like, and when I was practicing in nutrition, I like to have adaptogens go into the body between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, because in many countries, people will go and take a siesta. And if you've ever traveled to, say, Latin America or just other countries where there's a little more ease of pace, a lot of people are taking a little nap in the middle of the afternoon, and that generally is a time when cortisol begins to rise. And so what we do in North America and Australia and the Western world is we'll have Starbucks at that time. We'll just try and push through, fight, you know, more caffeine, more sugar. And as we do that, that just contributes to the problem. So if you're a person who is waking up in the middle of the night, between 2 and 4 in the morning, if you feel like you know, your body's controlling you, you're not controlling your body, between 2 and 4 in the afternoon is a great time to have some Ionics and that second round of it. If you're an athlete and you have a pretty tough workout ahead, having Ionics beforehand and also having Ionics during the workout is powerful, and we know a lot of our athletes are actually mixing it with greens, the Ionics greens, just to help, again, to buffer the stress. Now, let's talk about omegas. Omegas, Camille, are pharmaceutical grade, free of any dioxins, toxins, mercury. Yes, they do come with the Ageless Essentials with Product B. I actually order them separately and personally take 9 a day. And let's talk about how omegas are so powerful in terms of this whole stress picture.
Yes, and yeah, 9 a day. I think you told me that, but I take 3 a day. but 3 a day. Take that extra one at lunchtime. Omegas really do help with the stress, but they help in a more general way. They really reduce inflammation in the body, which is one of the reasons I take them, and I think you do as well, Susan. Inflammation is also a byproduct of high cortisol. So back to what we said earlier, everything we want to do to reduce inflammation is key. So our omegas are very effective in doing that. The other thing that omegas do that a lot of people don't realize is it helps with brain focus. So in particular for our children, omega-3s are critically important for our kids' brain development and their brain health. But we still need that as adults as well. So I think having the omegas that we have in our daily essential packs and perhaps adding in a little bit more if you feel you need it helps with that brain focus. Brain focus helps also manage stress. I don't know about you, Susan, but I'm sure you're probably like me. When I'm clear of mind and I'm focused on my task, in fact, I was just listening today about how the idea of multitasking is very inaccurate, that we do far better work when we're focused on our task, you know, 100%, even if it's just, as you taught, you know, that 90 minutes. Maybe it's 15-minute intervals, but where you're really focused, and the omegas can help you do that. So they also help reduce discomfort. I'm not going to use the other word, but discomfort in the body, and they give tremendous cardiovascular support. And our hearts, of course, being our heart, being one of the most important organs in our body, can't live much well without it. So omegas really are very important, and I love that they're in those packs, so you don't really have to think about it unless you want to add any extra. You just take your pack.
That's perfect, Camille. And there are, again, certain times when you may require more. And if you're working out a lot or even under a lot of stress, that may also be a time to up those omegas, because our nerve conduction, you know, really does well when we have extra omega 3 and 6s in our body, for sure. And for stubborn fat loss, your body won't lose fat unless you're getting healthy fats. It's a great way to do that, especially if you're on that last 10 to 15 pounds. That's a great time to up the omegas, and a lot of the shredded ladies and gentlemen of Team Success do have to take the extra omegas, so there's a little tip for you there. Let's talk about the Ageless Essentials with Product B. And Dr. Carolyn Turek talks about this is, you know, the number one thing to buffer stress. Yes, omegas are in there, but we also have Ageless Actives. We have Product B. We have Women's Essentials or Men's Essentials. Can you talk about why these are, like, baseline fundamentals when it comes to helping the body deal with stress?
Yeah, stress and vitality and energy and all of those things, I love them because, like you, Susan, I'm a supplement junkie, and I've taken many bottles of supplements along the way. I love that we have these packs, and that within this pack, it's high quality. When you read through the ingredients for the essentials for women or the essentials for men, it's all the right stuff designed specifically for what women need, for hair, for nails, energy, stress. Same with for men, same, you know, to help balance testosterone and things like that. But specifically, I mean, CoQ10, really such an important supplement that we have is in the Ageless Essentials. Vitamin D3, really important. They all work together to help manage our stress and buffer stress and our cortisol. I love Product B. It's got many, many amazing botanicals, but specifically one of my favorite supplements has always been milk thistle, and that's not just because I like to drink good wine. That is also because milk thistle is an incredible liver protectant. The Japanese started using it years ago, and, I mean, most people believe because of the daily toxins that we have above and beyond our cleanse drink, we need daily milk thistle, which I was already taking. And so I loved when Isagenix, that's a key ingredient that is in the Product B. So when you take your morning and PM pack, you're getting a really good dose of that, and, of course, supporting our telomere health and that sort of thing. The Ageless Essentials are also really great for energy, and that's all associated with managing your stress and that whole vitality. Right, Susan? I mean, just that whole thing of how you feel. How many people don't feel great? And I think the balance of the Isagenix lifestyle with these pillars of health products really help you feel optimal. And that's what we want, right? We want to feel great and get out of bed with that energy. And I think it supports, frankly, being happy. And we'll talk a little bit more about that with the shakes. But all of this does. And I think the Ageless Essentials are a really key component.
And it's so important not to finish the month and have more PM packs left at the beginning. You really need both the packs. And one tip I'll give you is we have so many different tips in the team. I know Lori Clark actually leaves some in the bathroom, so she remembers before she goes to bed, there they are. You know, have the second one with your meal or whatever the case is, but they're divided up specifically for
yeah.
good reason.
Good point.
And you mentioned our shakes, and I just want to preface this by saying, for the health practitioners listening, we have four grades of shakes. So we have our Isopro, which is the high protein and just minimal carb, natural vanilla flavor. So it's got 18 grams of protein, 2 grams of carbohydrate, and is fantastic. You can boost up your protein. And if you find that you have stubborn fat loss and you find that your body is kind of, as I say, ruling you. You're not ruling your body. I highly recommend taking it before bed. It can help to boost the metabolism. Many people that I recommend this to report having a much deeper sleep. You can add a scoop of Isofruits to it if you want to just flavor it up a little bit. But it's wonderful just in terms of shake it up with water. You don't need ice, and you'll have just a wonderful sleep. And we do see people who have stubborn fat, especially if they're cortisol is high, this can be a wonderful thing. Our second shake is the Isolene Pro, 36 grams of protein, 20 grams of carbs, and this is our top shake. It's the number one. It's the highest reorder rate. This is great for stubborn fat, for building lean muscle. It's, very, very satisfying. And then, of course, our Isolene shake, which is balanced at a 40-30-30 ratio, 40% carbs, 30% protein, 30% fat, and that one is great for kids. My kids get that shake every day. That's a wonderful one if you are looking in terms of, having a snack, and that's a wonderful one for athletes as well, just a little more carbohydrate. And then, of course, our dairy-free shake with 20 grams of protein that come from hemp and chia and all that good stuff, and then medium-chain triglycerides from coconut and flax and so on. So, with these four types of shake for all types of people, I think it's so powerful just in terms of we need this protein, especially as we age. What we tend to see is people are having challenges with absorbing nutrients, and so our shakes also have the isolate minerals. They have pre and probiotics. They have enzymes there. So getting this protein into the body, we're seeing people who are saying, hey, I'm working out less than I was, 10, 15 years ago, but I have a better body, because our bodies aren't what we consume as so much as what we absorb and what we eliminate. So very, very powerful. Camille, what did you want to add about the shakes just in terms of helping us get into greater balance?
Well, Well, as far as the balance, you know, some of us are familiar with John Gray, who's part of Isagenix. That whole balance is about the brain chemistry, and I'm very passionate about that, and I know you are too, Susan, because it's back to mood, and it's back to what I said earlier about feeling great. And what I see over and over again, and I'm sure there's many of us on the call who get that, so people start on our program, and maybe they're losing weight, or they're getting that energy, they're sleeping better. I love those phone calls when people say, but guess what? I'm happier. My husband says I'm nicer. I'm more patient. He's noticing, or she's noticing. My wife says she hasn't seen me in moods like this for 10 years. As a person who's a therapist, a psychotherapist who helps people, you know, try to feel better psychologically, I love this. And what it is the quality of the amino acids in our Isagenix shakes, which are a standalone grade 7 whey protein, it's the quality of those amino acids that help raise our feel-good neurotransmitters. The dopamine, which is our action neurotransmitter, our get it done, you know, I want to go out and do that kind of that vitality, I feel good, so let me get stuff, you know, I'm going to accomplish. And our serotonin levels is all about being happy, our mood. Both of these are very much related, I should add, to libido. So a lot of people find that their sex lives improve because they're feeling better. They have that energy, and frankly, when you're happier in a good mood, you're more patient, as John Gray says. You know, you're more kind. You're nicer to your significant other. You're probably nicer to your children and the people in your workplace. And so that comes back to you in spades, I think, because people, we know that if you're happy, people tend to relate back to you in a happy way. So our shakes are really, really important for balancing that brain chemistry. And the other thing I wanted to add that was really important to me as a health practitioner, our shakes actually have quite a significant amount of fiber in them. And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about fiber, Susan. That's quite rare in shakes, is to have that kind of fiber. I mean, the Isolene Pro shake has 6 grams of fiber. That's over 20% of our daily allowance for fiber. And so if you're having 2 shakes a day, which many of us do, you're getting way ahead of the game. So I think that's an awesome component to our shakes that sets us apart as well.
And that leads to the next aspect, because so few people are getting adequate fiber, and we need fiber to flush out excess hormones and toxic hormones, because our body does produce toxic hormones, or it produces certain hormones in levels that are toxic to us. Let me rephrase that. And fiber is the great balancer. And I remember one practitioner saying that the average American was getting, you know, really less than 10 grams of fiber, but to be healthy, we need at least 30 grams of fiber. And someone who has over 30 pounds to release actually needs 35 to 40 grams of fiber. So fiber is so important. And as you mentioned in the shakes, having 2 shakes a day is key. And then adding a fiber snack is also wonderful. Each fiber snack has about 5 grams of fiber. And then things like organic raspberries are very high in fiber, cruciferous vegetables, that kind of thing. I love when people get their fiber from fruits and vegetables as opposed to relying on grains. I think we overdo the grains. I'm not anti-carb. It's fruits and vegetables are carbs first, then those should be the first line of it. But Camille, can you talk about, you know, the added importance of fiber and why, if someone's under a lot of stress, this is something that they can't lose sight of?
Sure. I mean, as you said, the fiber chews, I mean, to say I keep one in my purse and one in my car all the time. I was so happy when Isagenix came out with those. I love them. I love the size. I love that you get 6 grams of protein, so now it's a sustainable snack. It stays with you. Tastes great. They're great. Digestive health is something that really suffers when we're under stress. And men and women both, you'll often hear complaining of a lot of digestive issues. But I would say probably more women. You know, we have I won't give the medical things, but we have a lot of digestive ailments that plague our society. And as a nurse, you know, from when I worked in the hospital and certainly when I used to work in the emergency department, I was really, frankly, quite surprised initially at how even when somebody was in pain from, I don't know, whatever a broken arm even was, digestive concerns were actually foremost at their attention. So the fiber is really important because we have to keep things moving in our digestive tract. And as you said, Susan, so beautifully, we have to absorb the nutrients. It's one thing to purchase high-quality food and superfoods like isogenics and put them into our body, but if we're not able to absorb those into the intestines via our digestive tract in a healthy way with a healthy digestive tract, we're just throwing our money down the tubes, and it's not affecting, and we're not getting the benefits of that. So having a really high amount of fiber, which we do get from isogenics, and I love adding in the fruit, as you suggested. I love to put kale, organic kale, into my shake. Same thing, lots of good fiber and greens. That's going to help manage all of that. All in turn also helps balance that hormonal load and having things function better because now we're getting the micronutrients through our digestive tract that are so important because things are moving through the way they were meant to.
So well said, and I know we're coming to the bottom of the hour, and I think I want everyone to, you know, just before we, Camille and I have a couple of closing tips for everyone. So two shakes a day, Ageless Essentials, 2 to 4 ounces of Ionics, extra omegas if needed, and definitely fiber, fiber, fiber. So key. Camille, let's talk about some of the other things that we want people to do. And, you know, definitely water when we're under stress. Our bodies need more water. We need water, again, to flush out waste from the body. And I always recommend a minimum of 1/2 ounce per pound of body weight, clean water. And people say, what are the water substitutes? There are none. water is water. Herbal tea that's naturally decaffeinated is also fine, but carbonated water isn't a water substitute. And then sleep. I know that you and I do whole workshops on this stuff, so we're condensing a lot. Let's talk about sleep because one of the things that by the time we're not sleeping, the stress is so bad, this is actually a later symptom of stress. So by the time someone is waking up during the night, they're having a hard time falling asleep, we have the sleep spray from Isogenics. I know we all recommend that, but let's talk about the importance of sleep and some of the things that people can do, especially to regain control over their rest, which tends to ameliorate our outlook on life, especially when we're under a lot of stress.
Absolutely, and that's a good word because it really does. I think if you ask many people what their number one, if they don't sleep, they don't function. And many of us are functioning, not me really, because I actually am a superbly good sleeper, thank goodness. But for people who aren't sleeping, it affects their quality of life across the board, every single thing. So, yeah, sleep is key. And, I mean, there's some great articles out there on things you can do to get that stress level down. As you had said, that cortisol spiking between 2 and 4 o'clock is often what prompts people to wake up to go to use the bathroom, but really it's the fact that the cortisol. So sometimes people find drinking an ounce of Ionic Supreme at bedtime really can help their sleep along with the sleep spray. Other people, it actually is a little bit energizing, so you have to experiment with that. I find I love the Isa Delight chocolates. We didn't really talk about them, but they're a great mood leveler as well, helps with that serotonin and dopamine. Sometimes people find having a chocolate in the early evening or the late afternoon also helps them just feel more calm, and that mood is better. We know you're so good at this, Susan. I've shared many a hotel room with you, so I'm here to tell you all it's true. Susan does not sit on her computer or do Facebook or any of that for a couple of hours before going to bed, and not first thing in the morning either. Both ends are really important to give yourself a good quality of sleep, is to be without all that electronics and social media and all that stuff. It's not that it's bad. It's just that it's an energetic thing. It puts you into a different zone. I'm a big believer of reading. I still like to read a book. It can be a Kindle. It can be whatever you like. But a great novel can help so much to bring you into just a nice, peaceful story that you can get your head around and sleep. And meditation. You know, daily meditation is something I'm embracing and also can help you sleep better at night. I think it can give you that ability to summon that inner calmness that sometimes eludes us when we have all the stresses and things going on. So you can bring that into your bedtime routine, just that feeling even that you've learned from meditating. So those would be a few tips. Off the top of my head, Susan.
Those are so powerful, and thank you for bringing those all in because it's, you know, I hear a lot and I'm going to, you know, just speak honestly here. There are a lot of people going for rank advances, and celebrations coming, and we want to change what is on the lanyard and everything. And I've been working with a lot of people recently and saying, you can do this in a balanced way. And they say, well, in our past company or whatever, we didn't do it in a balanced way. You're telling us we can do it in a balanced way. Yes, you can. Because here, let's put it this way. By the time, you know, we start up Monday, we're all excited. Tuesday, Wednesday, by Thursday, or, you know, we're burned out. We're exhausted. And can you honestly say the quality you're putting into your calls is as good as it could be? And working in those 90-minute blocks, then taking a 15, 20-minute break, go for a walk, making sure that the last thing you do isn't, you know, and first thing you do in the morning isn't email, Facebook, Instagram, everything else, that you do that. I'll share with you that some of the most highly productive, successful people in the world, like multi-millionaires, billionaires, they don't do that, and they don't sit with their mobile phone on beside their head, because that is one of the worst things you can do. It talk about your adrenals. So even tonight, if you're a person who has a challenge with sleeping, turn off the phone, I know, and leave it outside of your bedroom. Gasp, I know. It's okay. And people say, I use it as my alarm. We'll get something different for your alarm, because that is not good. You will not have a deep, restful sleep. And if you're not sleeping, you can't lose body fat. You can't be functional. At the end of the day, we're all building Isagenics. As a business, we're sharing it with people. We want to help people. And we can't be any good to people if we're running around like that. And fortunately, we have amazing products that do help to support us. And for that, I am so grateful. And I know there are new products coming out at Celebration. There are new studies that are going to be released in the next, coming months. And it's all exciting. And you know, we want to have the healthiest, happiest people on the planet. There's no question. And I would encourage you tonight, because the call is too big, we can't open the lines, to go ahead and post your takeaways and shares on the ISA Team Success Facebook page or on my Facebook page or Camille's. We'd love to hear from you, so definitely do post that. And Camille, I want to thank you so much for being here. I deeply appreciate you.
Oh, well, thank you, Susan. It's certainly my honor and privilege always to do calls with you. And I have so loved partnering with you. I mean, together I've loved all the weekends that we do. We've really embraced, I think, educating women and certainly men on not just nutrition but hormones. And you're so cutting edge and out there. So I always love collaborating with you, too.
Thank you so much. And I know the final thing I want to say is, you know, we're so blessed to have experts like Camille who are part of our Team Success family in Isagenics, because I constantly learn. Every time you speak, it's always something new. And how long have we been friends? So I want to thank you for that. And the last thing I want to share with everyone listening tonight is no matter where you are, myself included, we can always get to a greater level of health. And what can you do tonight? Is there, you know, from what we've mentioned, is there something you need to order? Is there a new regime you need to really commit to? Is there someone you know in your life who could benefit from this information? So please do share it. And with that, you know, I just want to say I love and appreciate all of you. Next Monday, Teresa Van Hoosen is going to be here. We're going to be talking about getting ready for back to school. I know in many places kids are already back. And the following week, I'm going to be doing your celebration game plan, preparing for celebration, and also just in terms of how do you prepare to come out of celebration and getting into action before you even hit the event. So thank you, Kevin, for hosting. Thank you, Camille, for being here. I love you guys, and we'll be here next Monday night. Goodbye, everyone.